the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to do something today that I've never done, and that I will likely never do again. I'm going to begin my homily with a joke. Okay, so here we go. There was once a man who was reading the newspapers, and he came across the want ads in the newspaper. And he came across a particular ad in which a church was advertising to get someone to ring the church bell 12 times a day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And this young man saw this ad in the paper, and he was very interested in this. So he went to the local church where this ad was from, and he approached the pastor of this church, and he told the pastor that he saw the ad in the paper, and he wanted to inquire about being the bell ringer for the church. But the problem was, this young man didn't have any arms. And so the pastor, very confused, of course, said, "Well, how do you propose you're going to ring the bell if you don't have any arms?" And the young man said, "Well, take me up to the bell tower and I'll show you." So the pastor takes this young man up to the bell tower, and the young man backs up and with full speed runs straight towards the bell and face plants right into the bell. Dong! And it makes this great dong sound. And the pastor, of course, is horrified by this and still very, very confused. And the young man, he pops up and he says, "See, I told you I can do it." And then to show him again, he backs up, he runs as fast as he can, and he face plants right into the bell. Dong! And of course, the pastor, again, is rather horrified by this and very confused. But he shrugs his shoulders and he says, "Well, he can do it, so I guess we'll let him." So months and months go by, and this young man very proudly goes up to the bell tower 12 times a day in order to ring the church bell by running and face planting into it. This glorious dong resonates from the church tower. But one day, as the young man was going to ring the bell, he backed up as he normally did and ran full speed towards the bell, but he tripped and he fell right out of the bell tower and fell onto the ground, was knocked unconscious, and people saw this occur, and there was this great commotion that began to happen. People were saying, "Call an ambulance, call the police," and they were gathering around this young man with no arms who had fallen from the bell tower, and there was a gentleman who grabbed him and was holding his unconscious body in his arms, and there was a woman who was there making a big commotion, and the woman said, "Does anybody know who he is? Can anybody identify him?" And the gentleman that was holding this unconscious man in his arms said, "Well, I don't know who he is, but his face sure does ring a bell." Okay, you can all go home now. It was a good dad joke, wasn't it? Huh? Well, it's not a dad joke, it's a father joke. Okay. Now, I'm going to make an attempt to connect this to the readings, okay? So just hold on. Our identity, is important. Our identity is important. It is an inherent aspect of who we are. It encapsulates our nature, our being, our personage, and everything flows from that. Today in our gospel, our blessed Lord asks this question to his apostles as he says, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" In other words, who do they identify me as? To them, whom do I resemble or appear to be? And they replied to him saying, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Christ praises Peter for his correct answer, his correct identification, if you will, of who our blessed Lord is. And subsequently, he bestows upon St. Peter the authority of the office of the papacy, giving to him the keys of the kingdom to be carried out with prudence, with diligence, and with love and fortitude. St. Peter's confession of Christ in this passage today points out that we, as followers of Christ, both as individuals and as a whole church, are indeed seek to live out that identity in Christ. In our passage today, we are taught that if we identify, that is, if we profess Christ to be the Son of God, then we profess everything that comes with it, everything that he has done and everything that he has taught us. And if we profess all that comes with that confession of faith that we make in him as the Son of the living God, as the Messiah, then, brothers and sisters, we must live accordingly. We must live accordingly with our confession of faith as Jesus, as the Son of the living God, and as the founder of the one true church. If Christ is indeed God, then we must give him that honor, that fidelity that is due to him. And furthermore, if he is God, then we must give him the worship that is due to him, most especially when we come to the celebration of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We as Catholics, of course, do believe that the holy sacrifice of the Mass is the representation in a spiritual manner of Christ's sacrifice on the cross to God the Heavenly Father for our salvation, and that is accomplished in union and in the power of the Holy Spirit. When we come to Mass, we are really and truly at the foot of the cross. And we believe that it is in accordance with the third commandment to keep holy the Sabbath day, that we come to worship God on Sundays, which is the day of the Lord's resurrection, the new Sabbath, if you will, established by Christ rising from the dead on the third day after his crucifixion 2,000 years ago, thus making this the new Sabbath, the new Lord's Day. Now, oftentimes, I think a lot of us, when it comes to the celebration of Mass, thinking, well, what am I going to get out of Mass today? Or, well, I sure hope that this doesn't take too long. I sure hope Father doesn't preach too long or tell too many lame jokes, because I got stuff I got to do. Well, brothers and sisters, when we have either those kinds of mentalities or attitudes like that about coming to Mass, then we're totally missing the point. In fact, if our first and foremost attitude towards the Mass is, what can I get out of Mass? Then, as one priest put it, we are not coming to worship God, first and foremost. We are coming to worship ourselves. If our mindset is, first and foremost, well, what can I get out of Mass today? Then we're coming more so to worship ourselves than coming to worship Almighty God. First and foremost, brothers and sisters, coming to the celebration of the holy sacrifice of the Mass that Christ himself has given to us is all about giving God thanks and praise that is due to him. It's showing our love for who he is and what he has done for us. We do not come to Mass to be entertained. If we come to Mass to be entertained, that is self-worship. If we come to Mass to be entertained, getting something out of Mass is certainly an effect of the Mass. It's a secondary effect of the Mass, but nevertheless, it is an important one. Because, of course, we need the Mass in order for us to grow spiritually. We need the Mass in order to deepen our relationship with Jesus Christ. We need the Mass in order to be nourished spiritually, most especially by the glorious gift of the Holy Eucharist, Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity. And we need the Mass to be strengthened to go out and to face a world that is godless. We need the Holy Mass, my brothers and sisters. And so, with all of this in mind, who do you say that Christ is in your life? Is he just an acquaintance? Is he just a prophet or a seer with some cool sayings and proverbs? Or is he your God? The God who loves you. The God who became a man in order to suffer and die upon the cross for your salvation. Is he your God? Or is he something else to you? So, brothers and sisters, let us ask the good God today to help us to worship him in spirit and in truth and in the right mindset and with the right attitude, with the fullness of our hearts, to come here first and foremost to give him thanks for his many gifts and blessings he so generously bestows upon us, especially the gift and the graces that we need for our salvation. And let us repeat the words of St. Peter to our Lord and say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And let us, brothers and sisters, live accordingly, with that identity as beloved sons and daughters of God the Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.